It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, it's me, it's Adam Bash. I'm stunned. I'm stunned to be here still talking about October 6th. I really am. I thought, I really did think that yesterday was going to be it. I saw the layout in front of Elizabeth Shue, and I said she can clean house here today of all days. Penny Marshall is not that impressive that she can't hold up and stand against the torment that is Penny Marshall. But you know, when you added it all up, I'm sorry, it was a one-sided battle. Everybody on the October 15th side was there ready to play. And sadly, it was just Elizabeth Shue on the other side of the battlefield. And so she can't do it by herself. I think that's the problem that we're going to run in here time and time and time again, is that, yes, we need a bad day for October 6th to get off of the chopping block, but we need a bad day from top to bottom. You know, it can't just be that the number one is worse than Elizabeth Shue. We need a number one that's worse than Elizabeth Shue and a number two or number three that are either non-notable, like Jeremy Sisto and Amy Jo Johnson are, or are patently offensive. And that's what we really have to hope for October 6th. But I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen. Let's look at today. Let's look at October 16th. Yeah, October 16th. And let's figure out, is today going to offer a challenge for the throne of destruction that October 6th sits on? I don't know. It's going to be a close one. Let's find out. Okay, looking through, I'm looking for some honorable mentions. I'm not seeing much of anything. If you notice in the background, I have a cat that is crying for October 6th. I think Akira is a big fan of Elizabeth Shue, and she's just been freaking out about this. Okay, Kelly Martin, born on October 16th. Kelly Martin, you may remember as... She was on a handful of things, but I think I probably most know her as Becky on Life Goes On. She was the sister of Corky on Life Goes On. She was on ER for a bit too, so she's done a few things. Anyway, Kelly Martin, born on October 16th. Not a lot of other honorable mentions, and actually I'm kind of a little worried. Manute Bol, sure, we can throw out Manute Bol. He was a basketball player and he had a great name. And that was Manute Bol. We're gonna throw John Mayer out there. You know, I think I feel confident enough in my top three that I'm gonna throw John Mayer out there. And you know what? I'm gonna throw Tim Robbins out there too. I'm gonna throw John Mayer and Tim Robbins out there. Not as a two or a three, but both as honorable mentions. I've made some real steadfast decisions, I think, at this point to exactly what I'm going to do with my top three. And so I feel like that's solidified in place a little bit for me over the course of just the last maybe 75 seconds. All right, let's jump into it. Number three is Michael Peter Balzari. Now, of course, you wouldn't know who that is. Nobody knows who Michael Peter Balzari is, but... if I said his stage name, Flea, oh, now you know who I'm talking about, right? He's the bassist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Arguably one of the best bassists in the history of rock and roll. Certainly probably the best slap bassist in the history of rock and roll, at least in my opinion. Flea was born on October 16th. I'm a huge fan of Flea. I play the bass, so I know how difficult it is to do the things that he does so very, very well. It should not go unmentioned that Flea was also in Back to the Future Part 2 alongside Elizabeth Shue. If I got to give Elizabeth props for Back to the Future 2, I got to give Flea props. You know, he played Needles, I believe was the character's name. He was a co-worker, I think, of Michael J. Fox's character in that show, the future Michael J. Fox's character, the future Marty McFly. and he egged him into doing some bad things by calling him a chicken. That was Flea's contribution to the film. Great work. I don't think he was given any awards for that. But they miss things every year, the Academy. So what are you going to do? Number two, I'm going to go with Oscar Wilde. Now, Oscar Wilde is kind of an out there choice. I don't usually choose a lot of writers, by and large. Certainly not authors from the 1800s. But he was a playwright that wrote some great plays. More than anything, he's known for just having just the wittiest rejoinders in the history of everything, right? And so, I mean, he is kind of a caricature at this point. Anything that anybody comes up with that's witty, and they want to make it sound wittier, they just attribute it to him. So I don't know how many quotes that we see that are Oscar Wilde quotes were actually Oscar Wilde quotes, and how many of them are just attributed to them because, he's kind of got that. He fills that Churchill role, you know. You're going to attribute, if you have a good quote and you want it to become really, really popular, you're going to either say that Oscar Wilde said it or Winston Churchill said it. You know, but you're building a name for yourself, I suppose, before that happens to you. You know, you have to be well known for bon mots before people try to jam more words into your croaking cadaver, you know. So good for you, Oscar Wilde. Unfortunately, you're not as influential or important, at least to me, as our number one celebrity birthday from October 16th. It's Angela Lansbury. Yes, that's right. Angela Lansbury. She was Jessica Fletcher on Murder, She Wrote. And, you know, Murder, She Wrote is an interesting thing because Murder, She Wrote was a great, great show for a very, very long time. And she was up for a Emmy in the Primetime Emmy Awards for like 11 years straight. She never won it. She never won for Murder, She Wrote. That's unfortunate. I think it's super unfortunate because she's almost an EGOT. She has a Tony Award. She has a Grammy for the Beauty and the Beast soundtrack. She's got a honorary Academy Award, which was just kind of like the special award, like lifetime achievement type of thing, which is great. It counts. It should count for EGOTs. But she never got that Emmy. Okay, and that's unfortunate because when you think of Angela Lansbury, you're probably most thinking of her work on TV, in Murder, She Wrote. That is what she is perhaps most known for in popular culture, yet that is where she is least respected, apparently, by the Academy and by the people that presume to know anything about the way the world fucking works. So listen, I'm sorry, I get a little bit hot and bothered about the respect that Angela Lansbury is due, but sadly has not received. And I don't know. I think somebody needs to revitalize Angela's career. Yes, I understand she's 91, but you could put her in something on TV. You could put some made-for-TV movie and put Angela Lansbury in there and give her a role as a woman battling dementia in the last days of her life. I mean, the woman's still doing theater. You know, the woman's still doing movies. She's going to be, I've heard, in Mary Poppins Returns, which is a movie that's supposed to be out next year, which she'll probably get another fucking Academy Award for. But where's her Emmy? Okay. Made for TV movie people, you know Angela's out there. Pick up the phone. You know? Murder, She Wrote reunion. It writes itself. Okay. Murder, She Wrote reunion show. Get Angela to do a voiceover of the next season of National Geographic's Into the Wild or something of that nature, you know? It doesn't matter. Just get her to do something. The people at the Emmy Awards know that they've screwed up, okay? So put the woman back on TV, get her a frickin' Emmy, and she can be EGOT, okay? EGOT. Take it to the bank. All right, so listen, there's no question here. Angela Lansbury carries it almost on her own. Elizabeth Shue wouldn't be able to do that, unfortunately, but Angela Lansbury would be. And then she's got Oscar Wilde coming up behind her, which can be dangerous if the bon mots are anything to be believed. And then we got Flea, you know, who's respectable in his own rights. As a bassist, probably tough to get a whole lot better. Okay. And so October 6th is not going to step up to that, not going to compete at all. And so again, October 6th remains on the chopping block. October 16th, you're good. You know, you're real good. You're doing great. You're doing great. Somebody get Angela on TV. Come on. All right. Until tomorrow, I will keep hammering this. You keep hammering this. You do your work on your end. I'll do my work on my end. Together, we're going to get Angela back on TV. Okay. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on This Day's History. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.